If you have your Bible tonight, we're going to turn to Luke chapter number 21. Luke chapter 21. We'll begin reading at verse number 5. Luke chapter 21 and verse number 5. The Bible says, "And as some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said," Jesus, "as for these things which ye behold, the days will come in which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And they ask him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be, and what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. Verse 25, it says, There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and the stars, and upon the earth distress of unions, stress of nations with perplexity, and the sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts shall fail them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, God, thank you for the reading of your word. Thank you for your sweet spirit here. God, I ask you to touch us this evening. God, as only you can. Lord, we'll bow our heads and we'll thank you for what we feel here. Thank you for your presence here. Thank you for the help and hope that we have in Christ Jesus, our Savior. God, just give us now that from abundance of yourself. God, we need, Lord, to proceed in this old world which we live for your glory and for your honor. Lord, we'll just love you and we'll thank you. We'll praise you for what you do and ask these things tonight in Jesus' blessed name, amen and amen. You may be seated. I want to preach tonight, if God be my help, for just a little while on this thought, looking for an exit sign. Looking for an exit sign. As we look at this tonight and we see in the Word of God, I read in your hearing, we see the Lord Jesus Christ and He's talking to the disciples and they're asking Him a question. They're talking to Him about this great temple that was built, and it was over 40 years in a building, and the Lord told them, He said this building, He said, they talked about how it was adorned and how magnificent it was, and He told them, as for these things which you behold, today will come in which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. The Lord told him, said, listen, said, this thing, no matter how magnificent it is, how beautiful, He said, it's coming a day that it's going to be torn down. It's coming a day that it's not going to stand no more. I said that to say this. That happened in 70 AD, praise God, when the city of Jerusalem was destroyed down to the ground. All that was taken out of the way. Now that was destroyed. Praise God in that time. I said that to say this. God Almighty's word, He will keep His word. Amen. Amen. He will do what He says He'll do. And so they ask Him. They begin to question Him. And they begin to ask Him a question about the signs of the times. They begin to ask Him what's going to take place and when it might take place. In verse 7, they ask Him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? So they asked the Lord a question about it. They said, we're looking for an exit sign. Can you show us one? Amen. Praise God. I want to say that God has got some exit signs. Praise His holy name. He says, hey, listen, said, there's some things that I'm going to show you. He said, there's some things that you'll see. He said, there'll maybe nations rise against nations. He said, there'll be kingdoms against kingdoms. He said, there'll be great earthquakes. Shall be in diverse places, different than before. Hey, did you hear today that in Michigan they had a 3-point-some earthquake hit that place today? Amen. They said they hadn't had one. I don't know when was the last time they had one, but they had one today. Ain't that amazing? Hey, how God can shake things up. Amen. Praise God. Listen, I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it was God trying to get their attention. It's God trying to show them. Praise God. They may want to get rid of God. They may want to disallow God. They may not want God. But I want to say God is a God of the universe. I want to say it's His. It belongs to Him. Praise God. And He's going to take control of it. He's going to rule and reign it like He wants to. And praise God. Contrary to what you or I or anybody else think, praise God, He's God. Amen. That's just the way it is. But He said these things are taking place. He said there'll be famines. Amen. Have you ever heard such a thing? In the Sudan and places like that, they're starving to death. There's droughts going on out west. These famines, amen. People wanting for want, praise God, because of the famines in the land. He said there's pestilence, there's sickness, there's disease, there's a coronavirus called COVID-19 that's surging all over this country. God Almighty's getting ready. He said, what are you saying? I'm looking for an exit sign. Praise God, God's showing them to us left and right. He said, listen, young'uns, I'm getting this thing ready. Praise God. I'm getting ready to call my people out. I'm getting ready, praise God. I got to thinking about that. I got to thinking about those exit signs. Have you ever thought about an exit sign? Exit sign's kind of a funky little thing. You know, it just kind of hangs out over a door. Amen. But an exit sign, it doesn't just hang out there. But praise God, an exit sign points the way out. It's out there, and if you look real closely, they got some little arrows on them, most of them. That's pointing the direction. So what an exit sign does, hey listen, I'm saying, praise God, looking for an exit sign, you begin to look for a way out. Hey listen, there's a whole lot of this mess going on, praise God, I'll be glad when I just get out of it. Amen. There's a lot of this stuff I just like to leave behind. There's a lot of this thing, praise God, I just like to let go and let God. Praise God. He said, but that's what happens with the exit sign. Praise God. Exit sign shows you. It points to the way out. Amen. Now let me just say this. It doesn't point to a way out. Hello? This exit sign right here, it doesn't point to a way out. This exit sign points to the way out. Amen. This exit sign, it don't have any reference to anything else, but praise God, but this exit. Amen. This exit sign is designated, praise God, as that exit, as the exit, praise God, out of this building. I want to say, praise God, hey, look, there's only one way out, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Praise God, no man cometh to the Father but by me. But praise God, He said, if you'll come to me, He said, let me give you a sign, let me give you an exit sign, praise God. It's me, praise God. Amen, glory. Hallelujah. He said, hey, listen, I am the way. Amen. All through the Bible, they was looking for a sign. Said the Jew seeketh after a sign. Amen. Praise God. I want to tell you, we got a sign, and His name is Jesus. Praise God. He points the way, praise God, that we need to go. He is that way, amen. And when we follow after Him, praise God, He takes us in the direction, praise God, the direction of the exit. What are you saying, Pastor? I said, God ain't planned on us staying here forever. Amen. God never designed it for us to be here forever. He designed us to get saved by the precious grace of God, amen, through faith, believing on Him, praise God, to prepare ourselves to go out of here the way, praise God, He gave us. Amen. It's not many ways, it's one way. Amen, one way. There's one exit plan. Amen. There's one sign, praise God, from glory. It's the only sign that we need tonight. It's the sign of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, who loved us and gave. I said He loved us and gave Himself for us. Amen. He became our exit. Amen. When it gets too tired, when it gets too hard, when it gets too rough, praise God, just look for the exit. Amen. He'll take you out of that old tiredness. Amen. He'll take you out of the hardness and the bitterness. Praise God. That exit, praise God, it's there for you. Amen. It's personal. Amen. It's the exit. It's your exit. Amen. It's a place where you can get out. Amen. What's a holding you, praise God? What's a holding you down? Amen. That exit, praise God, the way. He's pointing the way to you. You say, well, preacher, we're living in an old dark world. It just seems, praise God, I won't say the exit. It's illuminated. Hello? We can't use that as an excuse no more. Amen, praise God. God done illuminated. Praise God. The exit sign, not only the way, but it lights the way for you. Amen? Praise God. It's so bright, praise God, you can cut all the lights off, praise God, and it'll still give you direction. So it don't matter how dark it gets around you. It don't matter how dismal it gets around you. I pray, God, there's an exit sign. And God Almighty's got for you. And if you keep your eyes on the exit, the sign, praise God, the light's on, praise the Lord, and He'll take you out of harm's way. He'll take you to a place where you can rejoice in the Lord. Amen. The illuminating power of God Almighty. It's there for every one of us tonight if we'll seek it. Amen, praise God. God has turned the light on in His exit plan, praise God, for you and me. The light is on. It's showing us the way. It's a specific light. Amen. I like these exit lights, praise God. They're illuminated in red. I think about the exit light, the exit sign that God Almighty give us. He give it to us in the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. That illumination, praise God. That'll lighten up our lives. That'll give us hope. That'll cover our sins. That'll make us possible, praise God, so we can get to the way. Amen. The illuminating power of God Almighty. Amen. Praise God. But you see, preacher, I'm just afeard of what's happening. I'm afraid of what's going on. I want to say, listen to me. Boy, I tell you, I got a hold of this the other day, and it got a hold of me. I was coming down the road, and I don't know why, all of a sudden, there's just an exit sign come on my mind. Amen. Maybe God's trying to show me, He's getting ready to take me out. Amen. Praise God. Getting ready to take us somewhere, praise God, He'd like for us to be. I got to thinking about that. I thought, sometimes in fear, we get dismayed and we begin to worry and fret. But I want to say, praise God, God give us an exit sign. Praise God. And you know what an exit, you know, I got thinking, Brother Jeff, you know what an exit sign does? If you're in a building, the light's out, it's dark, that exit sign's there, praise God. Hey, you may be afraid that you're caught. You may be afraid that you're trapped. You may be afraid that you can't get out. You may be afraid there's nowhere you can go. But I want to say, praise God, that exit sign are shining up there, praise God, and it's a shining just for you. I pray, hey, you don't have to worry being trapped. You don't have to worry being caught up. Praise God, it's there to set you, make you free. Amen. It's there to show you a way out. Amen. Praise God. That exit sign, praise God. I'm talking about looking for an exit sign, praise God, that'll point the way out for you. It don't matter what the world, what the devil, what your old flesh is trying to hold you in. I won't say there's an exit sign tonight for you and Lord Jesus Christ. It's there, it's pointing away, it's illuminated, praise God, and it's there to keep you from being afraid of being trapped. It'll set you free. And the Bible says if He makes you free, you're free indeed. Amen, praise God. I'm saying there's freedom in the Lord. We get to looking for that exit sign, praise God. We begin to see it. Amen. Takes away that fear. Amen. Paul's talking to Timothy. Paul's talking to Timothy in 2 Timothy. Praise God. And he's talking to him in 2 Timothy chapter 2. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 25. And he says, listen, he said, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. I want to say there's a whole lot of people that's caught in a trap. They oppose themselves. I mean, they put themselves in situations. I was telling Wednesday night about a fellow I was talking to, and he said, you know what, for a long time, I was in a lot of situations. I got caught up in a lot of adversity. A lot of my life was spent going in the wrong direction. Amen. He said, what he was basically saying, he was opposing himself. He was his own worst enemy. But praise God, I'm glad there was an exit sign one day. Praise God, it brought him out. He said that in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God preadventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. See what happened one day, he come to realize, praise God, that he needed a Savior. And they was a God, they was an exit sign. God had illuminated before his heart and he chose the way out. Amen. You know, we can choose to stay bound down. We can choose, praise God, to stay in this locked up state. But God Almighty wants to turn us loose. Amen. Verse 26, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. Amen. Hey, praise God. He said, there's an exit sign there, praise God, that'll bring you out, that'll deliver you, praise God, free of charge. It don't cost you a thing. He said, deliver them, recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. Amen. He's snatching them up. That's what the devil does. He sets snares for you and he catches you in his traps. But God Almighty, he said, if we'll look for that exit sign, I praise God, God Almighty will reach down. I praise God with his mighty hand, with his almighty hand, with his powerful hand, praise God. And he'll begin to bring us through it. He'll begin to show us the way. He'll begin to illuminate the path. I praise God, he'll begin to take away the fear. He'll begin to open up the traps of the devil. And he'll begin to set us free, praise God, for his glory. Amen. Bless his holy name. We see God begin to do that. Paul talks to Timothy about that, and he talks about him being set free from it, and not to have the fear, praise God, this world brings upon us. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, in verse number 3, the Bible says this, 2 Timothy 1 and 3, he says, I thank God, whom I served for my forefathers, with pure conscience and without ceasing, I have remembered remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of your tears. Amen. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. He said, listen, Timothy. He said, I just want to tell you, there's something that's down in you, praise God. It didn't just start yesterday. It didn't start last week, but it's been in there for a long time. And pray God, when you reach down in that reservoir of your soul in the goodness of God, and you take hold of that, praise the Lord, God begins to bring you out of that. He begins to put you in a different place and a different state of mind. So he said, hey, listen, that you have the power to overcome the obstacles that you face. He goes on in verse 7, says this, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear. Amen. Do you hear that? When you get to looking for the exit sign, praise God, he'll bring you out of fear. He'll bring you out of that bondage, praise God, of this of our flesh and our fears. He said he's not giving you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, praise God. God said he didn't give you a spirit of fear. He didn't want you to be afraid, praise God. I want to say, hey, there's nothing to be afraid of, praise the Lord, because God Almighty's on our side. He's give us an exit sign. Amen. And to bring us out. Come out there shouting and praising and give God glory. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, in 1933, Brother Jeff, he stood in his inauguration speech and he said these words. He said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. Amen. I didn't agree with everything he did, but praise God, he stood up at that time, which, you know when that time was. It was a time of great depression. They had been in depression. Brother Bill, they had been in there for a while. Amen. Praise God through, from 27, 28, 29, 30. Amen. 33 come along, and, Franklin Delano Roosevelt stood up, and he said, listen, young'uns, he said, we can't let this hold us in a perpetual fear. We've got to take charge. We've got to say, you know what? We're just going to stand up, and we can't let fear keep going ahead of us. We got to put fear behind us. We got to just buck it up, and we're going to say, glory be to God. God Almighty's in charge. He's in control, praise God. He's going to take us through and give us victory. Amen. Amen. Start forming a plan with the help of the Lord, praise God, to come out of there in a rebellious economy, and praise God, with a desire to do that, that'll bring glory to God. Amen. Praise God. God's able to bring us out. Praise God. God's able to deliver us. Praise God, by His mighty hand, through His power. Praise His name. But He said that fear, if we ain't get careful, we'll get caught up in fear. I was riding with a boy the other day. We was talking, and God works things out. I believe God's in, He's in everything. Amen. Praise God. Something happened, caused a situation. I had to go pick somebody up. He got a ride with me back to the shop. Got to talking to him, and he said, "You know, I'm just a young Christian. You know, I ain't been in this as long as a lot of people. I don't know." And we began to talk and began to ask questions. And he said, "You know, the things that's going on, and people get afraid and we have fear." He said, "Why is it people don't, preachers don't talk about fear no more? Why don't they give us encouragement no more? Why don't," and he was just, and boy, I tell you, God just worked that out. And boy, we had a conversation, and we was about and shouting ground by the time we got back where it needed to be. Boy, I thank God for that. He's able to put you where you need to be to encourage each other. Praise God. God will say there is an exit light. There's an exit sight. And there's an exit light. Praise God. That's a shining forth to a lost, dying world. Those, praise God, that want to get in. Those that want to go that way. Praise God. He illuminates it for you. Amen. God begins to point the way. He begins to show us that mighty light. Oh, signs of fear. Verse 25, Luke 21, the Bible says, "There shall be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars, upon the earth." That's a lot of signs, ain't it? Amen? You can think about the signs in the sun. You can start to think about the signs in the moon, and the signs in the stars, and the signs upon the earth, and the stress of nations, perplexity. Amen? That anxiety that we have in this world, praise God. We can't figure out the solution. We don't have a solution. Amen? I'll tell you. Let me just give you a little inside information. We have the solution. Amen. And His name is Jesus Christ, the Lord. He is the solution for all our perplexity. Amen. He said the nations, UN, the world is in distress. But there's a God Almighty. He said, listen, He said, if you're looking for an exit sign, praise God, when all the distress, when all the fears are coming upon us, praise God, He said, I'll give you an exit sign. He said, men's hearts failing them for fear. Hello? There's a lot of people that's getting plumb beside themselves. I mean, they're scared to death. Don't know what's happening. Don't understand it. I tell you what's happening. God Almighty is getting ready to take His people home. Praise God. There's an exit light. There's an exit sign that's a shining bright. Praise God. Shining bright. If we'll look for it, we'll see it. Praise God. It's illuminated bright. Amen. It's showing us the way. It's bringing us out of our fears. It'll bring us out of the traps of our fears and our anxieties. Praise God. It'll bring us to the place where we can see the sun. Amen. Praise God. He said, men's hearts fail them for fear. For looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Amen. We ain't careful. We get caught up in all this. It'll scare you to death. Amen. Amen. If you ain't careful, we'll get caught up in it and it'll scare us to death. It's going to wax worse and worse. You say, well, preacher, I'm afraid of that. Amen. Praise God. No, just look for the exit sign. Praise God. It'll assure your heart. It'll give you encouragement. Praise God. It'll give you relief. Amen. It'll make you joyful down in your soul. Praise God. It'll overtake the fear. Praise God. It'll bring you out of that place of fear. Put you up on a different place. Praise God. In a different plane when we see the sun. Praise God. Said they get caught up in that, and the power in heavens. Said even powers of heaven shall be shaken. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad God's still in control of it all. He said, but then, now we're talking about looking for an exit sign. He says, but then, and then shall they see the sun. Amen. Praise God. Hey, we get to looking for the exit sign. Praise God. And when we see that sign, we realize that it's a way. It is the way, praise God, that we can go. And we start heading in the way. And praise God, all of a sudden, the illuminating power of God in the darkness, it starts illuminating for us and showing the path, praise God, that we can go. It brings us up out of our fears. It brings us out of the trap of fear, praise God. Puts our feet upon that solid path, that foundation, praise God. That straight and narrow that lead praise the Lord, to that exit sign. Amen. Listen, God's getting us fixed up to take us home. Amen. Praise God. I'm getting ready to go. Praise God. So He said, then shall they see the sun. Amen. So what are they going to see Sunday? They're going to see the Son of Man coming. Praise God. Coming! Amen. The exit sign. We get to see in the exit sign. We get to see the Son of Man come. And he said he's not only coming, said he's coming with great power and glory. Amen. He's not coming as a babe. He's not coming as a human, praise God. He's coming as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's coming in all the power of glory. And he's coming for you and he's coming for me. Praise God, he is that exit sign, praise God, that's going to take us out of here. Amen. Hey, people today don't believe that. I was talking to an old fellow the other day. He said, well, preacher, we got to go through all that tribulation, all that heartache and anguish. I don't know what book he's reading. Amen. Mine says we don't have... Amen. There's a time of Jacob's troubles. There's a time of tribulation and great tribulation. But he said that we'll not go through that. Praise God. God Almighty's going to come get his bride. Amen. And if I went down there to my wife before we got married, I said, honey, I love you and I want you to marry me. But before that, I'm going to beat you for about 7 years. I'm going to wear you out. I'm going to whoop you. I'm going to put you through hardships. And then I'm going to come get you. You don't know my wife. She busts me up. Amen. That don't even make good sense, does it? Amen. Yeah, she broke my nose and said, will you marry him? And I was afraid to say no. Amen. Here we are. Praise God. Amen. But I will say God Almighty never planned it that way. Amen. He said there's an exit sign for the church of the living God. Amen. At the end of the dispensation of grace, at the time of the Gentiles, praise God, he's going to bring us out, take us out of here to be with him. Amen. Boy, there's going to be stuff poured out on this earth. But praise God, I ain't going to be here. Amen. I'm going to be in the portals of glory shouting her out around the throne of grace. Amen. All my brothers and sisters in Christ, those that's gone on before, praise God, those saints of God. Amen. We're going to be rejoicing. We're going to be fellowshipping, praise God, in the presence of the Lord. Amen. He said, there are people, their hearts is failing them. Amen. They got caught up. But praise God. He said, listen, said the Lord Jesus Christ is coming with power and great glory. And he's coming, praise God, with a shout and a trump to take us out of here. Amen. Amen. He's coming to get us. Coming to take us. You believe that tonight? Amen. Amen. He's coming to get us, to take us home. We just got to be ready. Amen. We need to be looking for the exit sign. Praise God. He's coming. We're going. Praise the Lord. And then he goes on, verse 27. And I'm done. I'll hush. He said, when these things begin to come to pass, I think they've started. Hello? Would you agree? I believe these things have started to begin to come to pass. He said, then look up. I like that. I got to hold that out there in the study this evening. Boy, I about had me a spell. He said, then look up. You know what the Lord was telling me right there? He said, don't hang your head no more. Don't be sad, praise God. He said, lift up your chin. Look unto glory and say, glory, hallelujah, amen. It's going to be okay. Amen. Hallelujah, praise God. It's going to be all right. Bless His holy name. What a Savior, praise God. He said, then look up. Lift up your heads. Amen. Look up and see where your helps are coming from. Look up and see the exit sign, praise God. Then lift up your head, hold up your chin, praise God. Be proud, praise God, of who you are. Say, glory to God, where I put you down. Say, who do you think you are? Say, I'm not nothing, but I'm a child of the King. Amen. And this old flesh, amen, I'm not nothing. I'm nothing at all. But praise God, I'm a child of the King. I know the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and Lord Jesus Christ knows me. Praise God, I fixed it up that way. He fixed up that way. I belong to Him. He said, just lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Where does redemption come from? It comes from a Redeemer. Amen. Praise God. We have been bought with a price. Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, He paid for our sins. It's paid in full. How do you know? Because He hung there and He said, "It is finished." The work of Calvary. In other words, Brother Bill, there's nothing lacking. Amen. There's nothing that you have to retain in your sin, praise God. When you just plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, He covers our sin with that precious blood of Christ. He said, we have redemption, praise God. Looking for an exit sign. We're looking to the Redeemer, praise God, to come and get us. Praise God. Amen. We can accomplish great things, the Lord's help. Praise God. When He said, all we have to fear is fear itself. What He was saying, Brother Jeff, is He said, what we need to do is we need to look the problem in the face. You know where I do that at? In my mirror. Amen. When I look the problem in the face, I look in the mirror every morning. And I say, there it is, Lord. I see it. I know what you're talking about. I see it, Lord. Amen. I ain't been up but a few minutes and about got my eyes up. But Lord, I see the problem right there in front of me. Amen. I can distinguish it, Lord. It's just as clear as the nose on my face. There's the problem. Amen. And Lord, I know you got your hands cut out. Your work cut out for you today, praise God. You got your hands full, but praise God, Lord, I'm going to need all the help I can get. Looking at that right there, I can see there's a problem. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. And God Almighty, praise God. He says, you know what? He said, you just forget about that. He said, don't you be held back by doubt and defeat. Praise God. He said, because I've already overcome every obstacle that you think you'll face. I am God. I am the Almighty. Praise God. I am your Redeemer. I am that sexy sign. Praise God. That's going to bring you out. Amen. Praise God. So I look at my face to face and I see the problem. But God says, hey, listen, don't worry about it. He said, you just put your faith and trust in me today. He said, that's why He said, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Because today is the day, Brother Junior, that He's going to help this old boy out. Amen. I get up there and I look in the mirror and I see the problem. And I say, Lord, this is the day. And you're going to give this old boy some help. Amen. And praise God, I just trust Him to do that for me. I trust Him to do that in me, praise God. I'm looking for that exit sign. I'm looking for that way out. I'm looking for illuminating light. I'm looking for guidance, praise God. I'm looking for Him to bring me out of that trap of my life and, praise God, deliver me unto Himself safe on yonder shore. Praise God. When we get to looking for an exit sign, amen. God's got it right there for us. And boy, when we get to thinking, we realize, praise God, that we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to worry and fret. But we can just trust in the Lord, praise God, because God has made us great and exceeding precious promises that He'll be there for us. He'll not leave us, nor He'll not forsake us. But He's promised, praise God. He said, the Jews were seeking after a sign. And the light was on for them the whole time. They just didn't realize it. But you know, and we'll look down our nose at them and we'll ridicule the Jews because they didn't receive their Savior. But I want to say there's a whole lot of folks in America tonight they're not looking for the exit sign. They're not seeing the sign of Jesus Christ, our Savior, pray God, who loves them and cares for them and wants to save them by His marvelous grace. Wants to give them hope and help. Wants to give them courage. Wants to show them a way out. But they're not willing to seek it. Not willing to find it. Not willing to know it. Amen. But praise God tonight if we'll just look for the way out. Look for that exit sign. Amen. God Almighty, He'll reveal Himself to us. And He'll give us peace down in our soul, praise God, that passes all the understanding of this world. And He'll help us every day to look up and say, glory be to God, Jesus did it that way. Amen. God will give us help. God will give us hope. He gave us a sign. He's given us an exit sign, praise God. How to get out. Amen. Bible says He's coming again. Amen. He's coming in power and great glory. And He's coming to be the way out. Coming to get us and take us out of here. Take us to be with Him. Amen. We put all our faith and trust. I don't have no faith in me. Amen. But praise God, I got all the faith in the world in Him. Because He's already made me a promise, and He's never reneged. He's never went back on a promise. He's fulfilled everything He's ever promised me, and then some. And He's been good to me. And boy, I tell you what, I appreciate Him and all He does. He gave us exit sign. He showed us the way. He's given us a place. He's given us a purpose, a way, an illumination, praise God, and a way out of our the adversity of our life. And He says, you know, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man comes to the Father but by me. But said, if you want to come, you can. He said, I'll receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. Praise His holy name. Stand with me tonight.